Dirk never been a top rapper. He been in the streets since, like, what, 2011?
Hell yeah.
We just know him for making hits from time to time. And it was, like, love songs that females fuck with. He had a song with Deja Love. Then he got better, I ain't gonna lie. During the pandemic, he did get better. That last tape. I was like, all right. Kind of tap in.
The 7220.
That shit was fire.
That was actually good. I ain't gonna hold on.
I ain't even Dirk fan. He let me down next day. I said, all right, never again. Dirk, you have me on the way. Yeah. I expect this shit. 7-2. Put some other shit.
Yeah. I don't know what he was on in that album, honestly. That was a different Dirk. Because I ain't never heard that Dirk before.
You saw what? Oh, yeah, that's 2020. Yeah, that shit was fire. Yeah, when he was in the pandemic, he got fire. I was like, damn.
His best recent feature, the one with on Rilo's album, that Room Comfort.
Yeah, I fuck with Rilo tape.
I still ain't listen to that.
Really?
I'm gonna get around to it. I'm gonna play it, bro. I'm gonna run that hoe. I did.
Who this for?
Man, who this for?
Bitch, who this for?
Why did he say that shit like that in the video?
Lil Meech?
Yes.
Who is
this for?
I can't help my cousin.
I can't help my cousin bring groceries in the house.
That nigga was out here in Houston, man. Fuck with the thick hoes.
Hey, whoever had that ring, they a hoe. They a op.
I know they got a crazy lawsuit. Can you really expose your place and their place?
Yeah, for no reason.
Really, just clout. I hope the paycheck for TMZ or Shade Room was great.
You gotta give that to the lawyer now. That's paying lawyer fees.
And you gotta ask for it because your neighbor, right? That's just crazy. Like,
yep. Well, yeah, they met you back. They met you back at the crib.
Yeah, who this for? Get that ass whooping, boy.
It must
suck to be famous. Came and fuck with, you know,
local hoes, yeah. Drake find a way, though.
Different tax bracket. Different tax bracket. He can hide it hoes better. Yeah. Different tax bracket. Exactly.
Insane hush money.
Lil Meech.
That actor bag not as big.
Yeah. You know, Drake been in the industry for a while, you know what I'm saying? He know the tricks.
Tricks in a tray.
He not going to no female house.
Oh, hell no.
He
sitting at that Uber Black.
Yeah, yeah. If you do, female house probably like out in Katy somewhere far away, ducked off.
Definitely not no apartment. Oh, yeah. He be winning that hoe.
That nigga childish. You know, damn well nobody can touch that nigga. Look at Drake, it's foul.
Jeez.
Sneeze on that nigga. Chubb gonna take that nigga out into the back room.
Let me talk to you, Playboy.
What if the OVO canvas, like, completely different what we think? Like, what if that nigga Drake, like, really an asshole and shit?
I'll be hearing shit.
That shit would be funny.
No, you seen when to be like Lizzo, that's crazy.
Wow.
You seen his concert when old dude came up on stage and shit?
He was talking.
Yeah,
that's some awesome shit.
The security, he was roasting the security.
Slow as hell today.
He said, "You slow as hell."
It would be awesome to do that shit. Drunk white UT student. Hey, let's go up here.
Trying to shake his hand.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm not Travis Scott.
Hell yeah. Wrong nigga. Get this.
Yeah, yeah. This is my show.
I don't even, like, I understand I'm a fan of artists, but I don't think I ever hop on a stage.
You got to know the artist.
Yeah, unless they call me out there, but just randomly, like, I'm going to get on the fucking stage for this nigga.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't doing that. Like, I just seen a video of 50 Cent concert, a nigga around the stage. Boy, it was like 50 niggas, like Tony Yayo, all the niggas, like, swarmed that nigga.
Yeah.
Grabbed that nigga to the bag and started beating him. I was like, Like, what's the point? Like, what was your mission? Like, I understand you want to shake this nigga hand, but like, was it worth it to get your ass beat for that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that Dave Chappelle one was nasty words. They beat the fuck out of him.
Beat that man ass.
Yeah.
So, like, bro, just get backstage passes, bro.
Yeah.
If yeah, it's
Kanye West got it. That's the number one. But I don't know, the Chris Rock one, that nigga still in therapy.
Hey, I seen that.
I was like, damn, that nigga... Let me ask you, what were you doing in that situation? I'm just trying to picture, like, I understand Chris Rock, like, you ain't supposed to be, like he said, you ain't supposed to be fighting in front of white people, you know what I'm saying? National TV. But I'm sorry, man. They would have seen the true black side of me. That nigga, this is America. What Charles Cavito said? Hey, we would have been two niggas fighting in front of national TV. It would have banned niggas.
Yeah, you can't slap me in my face, bro, on national television.
That's wild. Like, you can't recover from that. Like, I understand he's trying to be the bigger person, but it's like, damn, bro, you gonna let bro slap you in front of everybody? Like,
nah. Your mama watching.
You know what that shit remind me? Remind me of, like, high school when you see, like, a nigga bullying or picking on somebody. Somebody slap him. Like, bro, you gonna let him hit you? Like, come on, bro. Like,
at the lunch table? Yeah, like. Man, you gonna let him hit you like that?
Yeah, bro. Like,
shit.
Nigga ain't lucky I wasn't there. I would've been, ooh. Yeah, that's how I know ain't no real niggas in Hollywood. I would've stand up. Ooh. And that bitch kicked, like, out. Chris Rock, you gonna let him do that? Nah, bro, get your get back. Nah. I would've been yelling everything, bro.
Yeah, and that whole, like, magic. Nah, get him back. Get him back. Yeah. Can't do that. Don't let Will do you like that.
Yeah. What do you say? Hold on, Larry. Get him back. Nah, for real, man.
Nah, Charles.
Yeah, nah, Charles. So they going back and forth. Nigga had Tyler Perry comforting them. Can't be doing that. Denzel Washington. That's like what?
That's Unc.
Yeah.
Uncle Denzel got to come in between.
Man, y'all know y'all ain't supposed to be doing this. Man, everywhere, you like, damn.
At the Grammys is crazy, though, like. No, Oscars.
Yeah, it was the Oscars, yeah. Or the Emmys, one of them.
Out of all the places, bruh, like.
Wasn't Chris Rock the host?
Yeah. He was hosting the Oscars, bruh.
You know what's crazy about the whole situation? That nigga Will did all that just for his wife to post Tupac today.
On her birthday?
Yeah, bro. You see that video where she posts Tupac at her? I was like. What do I know? You know what I'm saying?
I
mean,
I'm trying to defend her, but
how, bro? She been doing this for a while. She hate that nigga. Like, let it go, bro. Been going for about what? How old are you? Like 26. He died when we were born, like around that time period, 96. Like,
yeah.
Like, let it go. Like, you got a whole husband. You got two kids. You know, Will, how you feel about Tupac. Like, I don't know, man. Well, yeah, well, I know Will. Yeah, that's the only one. I think that's Will, kid. Yeah, I think his name's like Trey or something.
Yeah, Will got one by himself.
Yeah, Will. And Will, good guy.
You know, is he?
Yeah, what do I know about it? He could be a terrible person. Just like the Drake image. Like, who knows, man? But I feel like...
It's that tax bracket.
Yeah.
That tax bracket really be hiding a lot of people real...
You damn right.
You know. But I feel like, you know, everything that's done in dark going to come to the light, man. You know, like, with the Will and Jada, you
but
know.
Will,
like,
I feel like he's a good guy. Like, you could tell he's a good guy. Like...
I don't know. I heard he was cheating on Jada, so. But they were both cheating on each other, whatever.
what she cheating with that nigga August?
Yeah.
Nigga forgot about that. Hold up. Terrible person.
But Will allowed it. He ain't check that shit.
Dipper tax break. Yes, I don't know, man. What do I know? Give me 500 mil. I don't know. We might have open marriage like them niggas. That's fucking wild, though.
That's tough. That's so tough, bro. Like,
it's good for August. I mean, imagine your... Just imagine you a New Orleans nigga, bro. Came up. You piping Jada.
And getting therapy. Weird. That's the crazy part. He was supposed to, you know, like try to get his life together and stuff like that. And then,
nah, that was the excuse for that nigga keeping that nigga in the house. Something wrong with him. You need to watch him. He not right. He can't live by himself. He can stay here. Nigga Will, nice. Yeah, sure.
That's so tough. Man, that's tough.
Yeah. I know that nigga probably signed a crazy NDA.
Did he?
Probably.
How did they find out about that? Who said something? Somebody came on the air.
I don't know. That's a good question. I just mirrored one day on Twitter. Like it was Willow, was like, huh? August I had seen is piping Jada. I was like, damn.
I feel like crazy. It was Willow.
No, nah, it wasn't Willow. I feel like they'd be doing their own thing. They don't really care what their parents like. I feel like super rich kids, they don't really care about their parents. For real, it's like they probably don't see their parents as often as we do. Could their parents be doing a whole bunch of movies and stuff, and you know they got the what nannies and stuff, so
yeah. I remember they had like a show or something where they was always together, or they was just on Instagram probably.
You talking about that Red Talk, like
that was with I do remember the Red Talk Red Table
when she had Snoop Dogg apologize for calling somebody a B because they were talking about Kobe Bryant. I don't want to tell the whole story. It's long as fuck. But we'll tell another podcast, but it's hilarious. We're going to retrain. But that's funny. Let's go ahead and hit this intro, man. Yeah. It's been a long time, man.
Long time, man.
But welcome to another episode of Cozy Couch with your host, Kevin Dev. Yep. We back at it.
Yep.
Fresh episode.
Yeah, you know.
The gang get back, man.
Facts.
Been a minute.
Refreshing.
Yeah, I know. Good times. Good.
Yeah, we done missed a lot of shit, you know, like we done had to let shit marinate for a little bit.
So much shit happened.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
So this episode, we basically going to be recapping. Might be a little late in the timeline, but it's going to be up to date too.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and get into it, man.
What's up, man? How you been living, man?
I've been good, man. A lot had changed, man. Like, last time, you know, on the podcast, UT was ranked number, 10 something? UT is now number, 4 or 3? Top 5?
Yeah, they was number 4 last time I checked.
Yeah, I think they number 4. But anyway, UT beat Alabama.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? It's Texas back. It looked like it.
Hopefully that's a rhetorical question. I don't want to answer that too quick.
Yeah. Not the biggest UT fan, but
I seen they was about to lose the
Wyoming
the other day. Thank goodness for that fourth quarter.
That's the only thing about them, man. They'll fuck around and lose to Kansas State, some team, BYU, team that ain't supposed to lose.
Yeah. For right now, they're looking good. They're looking hot, man. I'm glad they didn't put him at that one spot, because I feel like that's where UT be, you know, losing.
Oh, hell no.
When they put him at that one spot, then they start acting different. Yeah, UT acting up. Got Colorado acting up.
Hey, shout out to Colorado, man.
It winning me a lot of money.
You damn right, man. Prize Pick, go ahead and sponsor us, my boy. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Oh, God. Heisman. What the...
Thanks. Hey, man. Pulling that young boy.
Oh God. That Rilo. Rilo really was the first nigga. Remember when Rilo was doing that shit on the Instagram post? Nigga wasn't copying the trend. Shagir do it. Everybody fucking with it.
That's true. Rilo was the person with doing that shit.
Rilo, what you doing? He was ahead of his time.
Yeah. Problem when I do it. Cool when they do it.
Nah, he got to take a picture with Rilo for the culture.
Shit, he'll be at a game probably.
Yeah, probably USC. Him a little baby.
Shout out Colorado, man.
Yeah.
Got these games looking like the BET Awards.
Looking like a HBCU, man.
Hey. Play my theme music.
Man. Well, since we talk about Colorado, man, they are 3-0.
Yep.
They beat everybody's prediction. The board, Vegas, people said they're only going to win 2 games. But I think me and you said, everybody in the house said they're going to at least make it to the bowl games. I don't know what everybody in Vegas was thinking.
Yeah.
That's a little disrespectful.
Very.
I thought he would at least win 6, go to the bowl game. 2 is crazy. But shout out to Deion, 3-0. He could lose every game. Still, it's a winning season. Hey, he won 3. He won 2 more than last year.
Yeah.
But they play Oregon.
Yep.
What are you thinking?
I think I'm about to make some money. They say they going to lose by 20 to Oregon. So
they got the spread of 20?
I'm putting that bet in tonight.
I don't promote gambling on this podcast, but hey, man.
Hey, get your flip, your prize picks, your underdog, whatever you need.
That's free money.
That's free bread.
I got them winning.
Hey.
I know people thinking that Hunter not going to be playing, but hey, I believe.
Hey,
what you said? It's personal now. Hey, you got me running through it. Man, I was hyped. I thought I was on the field. That speech, I was like, damn, it's personal.
I'm invested. I feel like Ali.
Oh, God.
I know you got him picked. Yeah.
Man.
I'll show you how great I am.
Oh, God.
Listen down for every game.
I've been watching every game of Colorado. Been great.
I'm telling you.
Nigga had me at 1:30. Locked in at Colorado State, Colorado. I'm like, damn. One of the best games I've ever seen in my life.
Transcendent football.
Yeah.
Literally. They most watched college football game ever.
I love that he went to Colorado. Not like Florida State, like a university that's already like set.
Yeah.
He built his own stuff, putting Colorado on the map. And like he added swag to the college football, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Love it.
Great. I love seeing it, man. That shit. I told boys what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. He was going to change college football for one.
You did.
And, you know, it's good seeing it from one coming from a player. And then two, coming from black man, you know, like, I mean, when all people doubt, you know.
So inspiring.
Yeah. You can do it. Mm-hmm. Whatever y'all got y'all mind to, just know y'all can do that shit.
Facts.
Because they ain't give Deion 2 games.
That's crazy.
They ain't think Shadur is going to be good. They said he not going to be able to transition to college D1. FBS, man, damn near leading NCAA in stats.
Hey, what he said on TCU? He's like, people was talking about it's gonna be a different level. He said, I don't know. I threw for almost 500 yards. He's like, this is the most passing yard I ever had in my life. I was like, damn, he was talking his shit.
Didn't even do that in HBCU.
Exactly.
Like, I'm telling you, it's different out there, man.
Definitely gonna be a first round pick.
And I like how Deion has him level headed. You've been seeing Shadur and Shiloh been talking that draft talk.
Oh yeah, that shit was funny. That video.
Yeah, Deion be shooting it down, but hey, don't let that man be USC.
Gonna
be a different conversation.
Shakira was looking like, I'll be Oregon, USC, I'm out. I understand, you know, I got another year next year, but that money calling.
Hey, what'd he say?
Different when you got that 30 mil.
Yeah, he already got the Rolls Royce.
Yes.
Boy doing good, man. But yeah, it's beautiful to see in Colorado and what they're doing out there.
Yeah.
Great to see.
What else? College football. Alabama. Is it the downfall of Nick Saban? What Alabama air?
I'm not gonna go that far yet. Cause they still got a top defense. They still gonna bring out recruits in the NFL. I do feel like that is a down year for their quarterback this year.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Feel like we kind of been spoiled by Alabama quarterbacks the past few years because they really aren't even – they usually aren't that good anyway. Like,
they
always, you know, been mediocre, but they just have athletes around them that does the work. I feel like it's going to be the same thing this year. It's probably like a little subpar quarterback this year. He's – also young. All their quarterbacks are young.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's part of it. The defense is still cold. They still got a top running back. Still got receivers. They got athletes all over the field. So I feel like Texas was able to expose that, but the majority of teams they're going to play, they're going to destroy or beat. I mean,
they ain't going to be LSU though. I might say that.
I don't know.
LSU gonna have a repeat of what happened last year, bro. We're gonna sneak back in there.
I don't know. LSU is another one, man.
Don't worry about that, bro. We're rolling down. They be messing our schedule up. We playing Florida State ranked teams. You know what I'm saying? We won't be used to that the first week.
Nah, Florida State wasn't ranked.
Yeah, they were this year.
Not that first week.
They should have been ranked last year. They got the same people. 2 years, we can't stop it. I was like, damn. They doing the same exact thing.
They was looking different.
Airing it out. And what pissed me off about this year, we could have won. Cause we were dominating. Like the first half.
Y'all dominating what?
Like we would drive down there, but we couldn't score anything or convert on fourth downs.
Y'all got past the 50 a lot. But y'all wasn't in the red zone a lot. I'm not going to cap.
No, the first couple drives, we was in the red zone. Okay, man, they
kept going for on fourth down. They kept going for
it. Yes. And I don't know, man.
I mean, it is college football.
But I don't want to talk about LSU. That's going to get me depressed, man.
Yeah, we ain't got to talk about LSU. Another news, you know, your Saints are 2-0 at least. You know, who would have thought? Who would have thought that one, really?
Shit, me, goddamn.
Oh, my God. Talking
about who thought of me. You know who 0-2?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, man, dude. No Texas.
You know what? We are 0-2.
You damn right.
But CJ Stroud and I'm actually kind of happy with our offense right now. Defense, too. We played the Ravens. Like, come on now. Bengals couldn't beat them Ravens. You want to talk about an 0-2 team? Talk about your Bengals and Joe Burrow.
Now he hurt.
But suited up both games.
They should have set him out.
Yeah. Should have, honestly.
Yeah, they should have set him out.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that, honestly. Just because Joey B, like, the first 3-4 games, I mean, you're losing them anyway. So, I mean, like, because everybody's like, oh, well, it's hard to come back from behind and shit like that. But it's like, would you rather have a healthy Joe Burrow in you when he comes back or, like, keep straining the calf, shit like that? Me, personally, I would rather let him rest till he gets back on his toes and turn him up like that, because this Joey B right now not looking too good.
Well, it's kind of too late, bro. They already 2-0. I mean, 0-2.
Shit. And you want to be...
Well, they played the Ravens, and then who they just lose to?
They played the Ravens this last game, and then the first game they had played. Bengals.
Who was the first game?
First game was
they got dominated. The Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, the injuries are going crazy this year.
Yeah, a lot of people getting hurt early. That's what's surprising is how early they getting hurt.
That happened.
Yeah, because football really been turning up. NFL really been turning up this year too.
Yeah,
like,
it's good.
You know, it's really competitive. They not calling them early penalties and shit like that.
They letting them play.
They letting them play. But I feel like that's probably why boys getting hurt too, though.
That nigga Chubbs injury is.
Yeah, Chubbs, Aaron Rodgers.
Trayvon. That one really hurt me because I had the Jets going pretty far.
They was my dark horse, man. They was the ones like, they going to surprise some folks.
I wanted people, yeah, because a lot of people was like, A-Rod ain't going to do nothing. I was like, man, shit.
Got all the weapons. All correct and shit. I never would have thought he was going to get hurt, though. Like,
yeah, first, especially on like on first game, first drive.
That was like some movie shit.
Yeah, it was like a script. I was like, damn, they're going to NFL in that script shit.
And he missed that hoe.
Damn.
He missed a .5.
I think Roger Goodell made that call. For real. Telling you, bro.
NFL script is crazy. I don't know, though. I feel like I was saying last time, these boys with this complexion getting paid too much, man.
Here we go.
Niggas don't want to talk about Daniel Jones putting up a goose egg against the Cowboys first week.
So you get his back by the 49ers right now.
What about to get worked every week, honestly. I mean,
I don't know why they're showing the Giants so much now.
Because they made playoffs last year.
I understand that, but it's the Giants.
I'm wondering why they playing the Chargers so much. They suck, too. I'm tired of Justin Herbert. He's another one.
Whoa, Justin and then Daniel. Justin appears. Daniel.
They both the same player.
No, Justin's situation is two of his $200 million per year wide receivers keep getting hurt.
He got Mike Williams right now.
Shit, he was hurt last year.
We talking about this year.
Okay, we'll see how long he gonna last. They pay him $200 mil. I hope he lasts the whole damn season. I mean, 20 mil.
Yeah. I don't know. Now niggas blaming receivers. I don't like this.
I mean, he got one and two out.
Gotta always have an excuse, man.
And he low key should have beat the Jaguars last year, but you know they came back.
Should have
crazy comeback.
I think he just lost to the Jags.
Jags not the same Jags that we all know. They actually a decent team.
Jags acting different, huh?
Yeah, they actually a good team now. Like, hey, they got Sunshine over there, Trevor. He clicked. They got them Clemson boys.
I don't know. I think they just lost too, though. They lost to Chiefs.
That's the Chiefs.
Chiefs defense is not different, bro. You only put up 9 points.
You at that point you just going who could score if you can outscore Pat Mahomes.
You only put up 9. You ain't outscoring nobody. Exactly. But Daniel Jones.
You don't like Daniel Jones, huh, man?
I'm just saying that man Lamar had to beg for his bag.
We know why.
Yeah, I know why. He got that tough complexion.
I mean, that play a part. He didn't have no manager. Went in there just, hey, go ahead and wire that $200 mil in my account.
Here we go with that manager stuff again.
Yeah, you see, you had to give one. You're like, hold on, we ain't wiring you this money. Hey, he funding a record label. We don't know what he's doing with that. Hey.
You funding the streets.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like 200. That'll change the streets in Miami.
He got to change the streets to Florida, man. Florida. That's home. He got to. That's what he's supposed to do.
For the good or bad. We don't know what he's about to do with that $200 mil.
LeBron changed Akron forever.
LeBron, a different person.
Now he's a different person.
Than Lamar.
That's crazy. He was giving LeBron $100 mil at 18.
Different person, man. Different person.
No education, nothing. He didn't even go to school. He fresh out of high school.
Different person, bro. Like, let's not compare LeBron to Lamar. Different person, bro.
That's crazy.
Nigga had Rich Paul inside, bro. Nigga can get anybody a fucking contract.
That was before Rich Paul was Rich Paul, though.
Shit.
He was working, shit. But
Rich Paul, man.
He is different. I ain't gonna count. Yeah. That's what he should have had. Is he needed to join that Clutch Sports.
That mafia. Bro, that's my ties, bro. Nigga get niggas hit. You ain't hear no rumor about Bron. They clean that up quick.
Yeah.
Anybody that can join Clutch Sports, you don't hear nothing about them. Look at Miles Bridges. He back in the NBA. Because of Clutch.
Hey, yeah. We'll clean that up real quick for you for a small fee.
People don't even realize he in the lead now.
Oh,
that
man.
Shit, he getting canceled for being his baby mama.
That shit was crazy.
Yep.
Mm-mm-mm. Now you know we got to talk about it.
Talking about the
KPJ, man.
Let's go ahead and get into it, man.
Rockets, their point guard situation is done.
He's cooked. Still got to pay him $16 million.
That's fine. That's a $1 billion company. $16 million, that's chump change, feel me?
I see what the Rockets trying to do, though. They don't want to pay him.
They don't want to pay him.
Let's ship him around. They're going to try to blackmail a fucking owner or something. I'm telling you. They got something on somebody. Nah, take him. We ain't paying him. He'll blackmail you.
Yeah. You don't want this to get out, do you?
Yeah. Make that trade. Y'all gonna pay him that 16, not us. Nah, I think he cooked. You think he ever gonna play?
Nah, he done for.
Yeah,
he done for.
He's fried.
That shit. Cause he was already like, this is multiple things now. Like,
yeah,
he was already
bro, I didn't even know that. Cleveland. Like all the stuff like with the Cavs. He got mad because they what moved his like locker or something, and that's the reason why he got traded. I'm like, all right, bro. Then he got mad at the Rockets party, got mad at the DJ, threw the DJ equipment at the team party.
Yeah, wow. I heard KC was DJing that party.
Nah, KC probably would have swung.
He's fucking up my equipment.
Fighting an NBA player, crazy.
Facts, cause them niggas do be tall as fuck, but they gotta see me, bro. Like,
yeah, I go back to the Will shit. Like, are you gonna let the NBA nigga talk the disrespect you? Or are you gonna crash out?
It was way too many fine bitches at that hotel too. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's in public. You know, you can't even do that. Like, ah, let's be men about this.
But it is consequences, like. If I hit him, shit, I might get jumped.
You don't think about that. Like, Joe got an entourage.
Facts. You like, damn, he got niggas on his payroll. So if I swing on him, I had to make sure, I had to make the hit count.
Yeah.
You gonna remember me.
Yeah. Or have that toolie on you.
Low key.
But you, if in the club, you ain't gonna have it on you.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're gonna have to take that jumping. Honestly,
we put a hit out on you.
That's crazy.
I didn't think about that. I'm like,
a hit is crazy.
Now I'm fighting NBA players. Just think about it, bro. Especially in Houston, you might make that call.
It is the Wild Wild West out here.
Yeah, you know what call I'm talking about.
I don't know. I'm gonna hit Adam Silver. But hey, man, you better get your player. I heard he making some calls.
Yeah, might make the call hit. Keep the lead clean. Any means necessary.
Hey. Yeah, Stern for sure would have swept that shit right under the rug. Hey,
Stern would have had his ass out of there. Would have had him in prison.
Now, oh, if he would have called a hit?
Nah, I'm talking about if Kevin Porter Jr. would have did that.
He would be gone.
Yeah, him and Ja. Ja would have been cooked.
Oh yeah, Ja would have been.
For real.
Nigga would have been playing with Dwight.
Shit, maybe not. What Denzel said, have you on 24/7 lockdown at Pelican Bay? Yeah, that's what been there. For real, David started to play.
Yeah. Being at Drew League.
I heard Melo was telling him like how he had a meeting with David Stern. He's like, I know who you be hanging out with. We got eyes on you. Like, what?
David Stern was different.
Yeah, he was definitely tough in with the feds.
He was popping up at your crib, unannounced. Low he just key. Already in that hole. Like,
yeah, he definitely toughing in with the FBI.
Imagine coming home from practice, that nigga sitting in your living room.
Well, it makes sense because the 80s and 90s, the NBA, wow, niggas was doing drugs and shit.
Yeah, Gil say it was cocaine popping out of boys' socks.
Yeah, I believe it. They probably be still on cocaine. A lot of professional, at least.
Oh, yeah, for sure. KPJ on that shit, probably. He on something.
Man, he probably on them pills, man. I don't know what he on.
Yeah, you know, new age niggas. They be on them pills for sure. And Perk 30s and shit.
Yeah.
Probably popping Perk 60s.
He seem like an odd nigga.
One of the weird ones.
Yeah. And then you go hit a WNBA player. Like, hit him. That's fucking crazy.
Especially to stay the WNBA right now.
Yeah.
That's the same thing to do.
Cook.
They trying to build it. You over here beating their ass? Like, nah, bruh. That's crazy. But the Rockets' problems are solved, so there's one good thing about it.
We'll see. We'll see, man. We'll see.
I'm excited, man. You know, that shit coming up soon. October around the corner.
Hell yeah, you got the play-in tournament. Shit gonna be wild. But we're gonna see what the Rockets do, man.
Yeah.
You listen to the new music, man?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Anyway. Let's go ahead and start. You know what I'm gonna talk about first. Your boy Rob Wade, man.
Yes, sir. With Turks and Caicos. That's all you need to know. Yeah.
That shit is fire. That's a fire. The only thing about that song, I don't understand why 21 verse was so short and it kind of didn't match how he ended it. But it was a good song.
I feel like Rod Wave doesn't do a lot of features anyway. So it was like him fitting 21 in there is like, all right, you know, just to be more mainstream and, you know, just to egg on, get that extra fan base, you know, them extra points. Feel me?
I thought you were going to have Young Boy on there. Need that pain, man. It's all right. They're going to have a collab tape coming out.
Who is informing you of this shit, bro?
I ain't around the streets.
Streets talking?
Yeah, man. 4K trade niggas, man.
That would be a dope-ass album. I ain't going to cop.
Nah, that's like the only mainstream person that Youngboy mess with.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard Rod Wave getting that Drake feature soon.
He just I did see in. That on Million Dollar Worth of Game.
Yeah.
Wallo called on Chubbs.
Yep. We ain't getting locked in.
Well, they should have been collab. Drake tried to get him that care package on... What's the song with Rick Ross? Which I don't think he would have fit. Lemon Pepper Freestyle?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's one of that little EP.
Oh, damn.
Okay, he talked about it in the interview that he was scared. He didn't send it first back. Because damn. He thought he wasn't ready.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
Hey, that is a different.
Pull up that video, the interview.
Yeah, you got to be ready for fame. You in that Drake feature.
Yeah, but him and Drake would probably make a great song.
Oh, yeah.
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 Gonna be some depressing, sad.
That nigga beat the allegations of that shit, bro.
What, depressing?
Yes,
bro. I mean, he didn't really beat it. I mean, he's still making depressing music. I mean, he just got a fan base, a loyal fan base.
So you think that last album was depressing?
Not his most depressing, but it's still overall depressing. Not his last album before this one. The what's the one with the planet?
It's like Beautiful Mind.
The one he dropped before this
Beautiful
one.
Beautiful Mind.
Yeah. Beautiful Mind. Then he dropped another one. Jupiter Diary. Yeah, that one, that was depressing.
What is it called? Jupiter's Diary.
Depressing.
That was like an EP though. That wasn't even an depressing. Album.
Beautiful Mind with depression.
Beautiful Mind was not depressing.
That's the song
though.
You got Tombstone? Or that's
no. Tombstone was on Soulfly.
Soulfly? I fuck with Soulfly.
Exactly.
Okay, he can. My thing with Rod Wave, not every album got to be depressing.
They don't be.
Shit. He's shooting about 50% depressing. Like now, nigga.
I don't think it's depressing. I feel like he just be.
What you? Because you're a Rod Wave fan. What?
The subjects he talks about, most people probably see it as depressing, but I feel like he's using it as motivation. Like, when he's talking about, like, shit, like, yeah, y'all used to laugh at me, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm rich. Now I got this. Like, now what type shit? And people say, like, oh, this nigga depressing. He's still talking about, like, bitches that he should have. Like, but he's just new, like, newly getting money, like, for real. So, like, he flipping that switch now. Now it's like, nigga, I got bitches. Like, I got bitches bread and I got hits. So, I mean, that nigga, and then he talk about his weight. I mean, that nigga gonna be fat forever, probably. So, I mean, he ain't gonna beat that shit.
That's the reason why, man. It's just depressing, man.
I mean, it's only two lanes as a fat nigga. You either take the Rick Ross lane or take the Rod Wave lane. That's like,
that's fucking crazy. Nigga says it's only two ways for fat.
That is
true.
That's bro. It, bro. Those are the only two lanes. You either talk about your bread and your luxury rap.
Or you just a fat nigga that sing.
Or you just a fat nigga that sing.
That's fucking crazy. Hey, man. He an icon for the big niggas. Yeah, they look up for them. Basically.
Yeah. I mean,
he really a country singer. That's really just what his category is. If you think about it, he's not a rapper.
I feel like he's
a country singer.
He's a rapper. He just has like, he's like, he mixes the rap with the blues type shit. Like,
he could pass as a country singer.
I can't just put him in that country category like that. Like, cause the beats don't be country. Like, they be rap beats. And he be rapping. He really just like, he's a fat Drake, bruh. When Drake would rap and sing.
Nah, Drake ain't never got that depressed, man.
Oh my gosh. So Take Care, Drake. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We not about to sit up here and act like Drake wasn't depressing, bro.
But that nigga Rod Wave be talking about killing himself and everybody hate him.
He do not talk about killing himself.
His video be depressing, bro. Like, you can't even put a Rod Wave video on to chill.
Now his videos do be depressing, bro, as fuck.
What was that one song? I forgot the name.
When
of
he was
song.
Talking about his friend that had,
yeah, he had yeah. Like a deaf child got shot by the police. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, it wasn't Tombstone.
It might be.
Tombstone. I think it was Tombstone.
Yeah. That shit was sad. I was like, damn.
That was a sad video. I'm not gonna sit up here and cap. That was a sad video. I'm not gonna cap about that. But like you said, you enjoyed Soulfly that as an album. So it's like,
you got some bangers. My best tape was, his best tape to me was that Pray for Love.
That Pray for Love was a good one.
Especially EP when he dropped Freestyle, Rags to Riches. Like, you're like, that shit's hard.
I like that when PTSD. Like that.
Yeah.
That's the one that put me on. That PTSD.
That shit was fire.
But I mean, you know, he just rap like for the fat niggas, so niggas think it's depressing. Cause a lot of niggas can't relate.
Exactly. I mean, maybe if I was a big nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, he's a fat nigga getting declined by bitches just cause he was fat, and like people making fun of you, saying you ain't gonna be shit, all that shit, bro. Like, and then he just, you know, bossed up, flexed up on their ass. So now he in his flexing stage. And so he not, you know, but he still got to let people know who he is. I mean, you can't just go away from who you are type shit. So he going to have a little few songs that's like, damn, he's still in that pain.
I feel like Rod Wave, I just got to be in a mood to listen to him. He ain't nothing like artist that I could put on.
Anytime? I mean, that's really any artist for the most part. Because niggas not just throwing on Kendrick at any moment right now. Not no more. Old Kendrick, yeah, you could throw him on at any point.
Yeah, old Kendrick.
But, you know.
No, nah, I'm not trying to listen to my auntie or dad now. We're going to get in that topic
tonight. Nah, that album is still heat, though.
Yeah, it's still some bangers.
That hoe just got the record, bro.
I mean, it's Kendrick.
Now it's Kendrick.
Still Kendrick at the end of the day.
So why can't other big artists do that then?
Like who? Who's on the same level as Kendrick that's not doing those numbers?
So what level would you put?
He's tier one.
He's a tier one?
We know what, you know what. See, one or two. It's him and Drake. They both doing the same numbers. And then you got J. Cole.
J. Cole don't be doing the numbers in anything.
He's slowly getting replaced with Travis Scott. Is kind of swiping out.
I can't call him ass.
I can't call him ass. We ain't gonna say J. Cole ass on this.
Yeah,
podcast.
That's disrespectful. We gonna have to bleep that one out.
Yeah, we ain't gonna do that.
The nigga's hating.
Yeah,
that nigga was just saying how J. Cole was dropping heat this year too. Nigga's talking crazy, man. Nigga's talking crazy.
He came with the knife.
That's insane.
What song did J. Cole drop other than that Summer Walker?
You just saying like the features and shit, that his feature run and shit like that.
Oh,
cause he ain't dropped no album yet or singles.
Nah, he probably will drop it next year.
Yeah,
Big Dog's dropping the last couple months. You got a future album with Metro.
Yeah,
you got Drake. Oh, speaking of Drake, how you feel about that little single?
Yeah,
Line Me Up.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of singles like that. Like, singles don't really move me.
You're an album nigga?
I'm definitely an album nigga.
Okay, gotcha.
Definitely an album nigga. Unless you just about to drop 20 singles a year, which nobody's doing.
No.
So, I mean, you know, Wayne was doing that type of shit, but
yeah,
that's a different nigga. But yeah, I feel like it's doing what it's supposed to do. He got SZA on it, so it's probably...
Got the SZA care package.
Yeah, he probably did that straight for clout. I guarantee you he did that straight for clout. Like, literally just to get people aware that he's about to drop. He's like...
I don't think it was for clout. He just...
Here you go. Y'all been thirsting over SZA. You know, he got the whole I dated SZA back in 08 line. Now he got SZA on the feature. SZA just got, like, album of the year with most listens and shit. Like, that nigga know what he doing.
Day and SZA, oh, it's crazy.
Hey.
That's just crazy. Oh, yeah, dude, SZA, oh, wait, what?
Yeah. It should be crazy because he really be having receipts for that shit.
Yeah, he really does, bro. Like, this nigga don't be lying.
Don't be lying. That's like, damn, like.
All right, bro.
What you think ASAP gonna do? He done pushed the album back quite a few times lately.
I'll tell you what ASAP gonna do, man. He gonna keep being a stay at home dad with a $1 billion baby mama, living the dream of every nigga. I don't blame him.
Yeah,
life is good for ASAP.
That's true. That's true.
I was kind of looking forward to an album.
No, you wasn't. You know you could care less about that album, bro.
I did want to hear the album though.
You just wanted to see if he was gonna
live up to the hype.
Yeah.
Yeah, but his singles was garbage. I think that's why he pushed it back. Singles were garbage.
With that video?
Yeah, Riot, all them. I was like, bro, this ain't it.
Didn't he just name his son Riot?
Yeah. Man, they rich, man. Different tax bracket, bro. Once you in the, like,
yeah.
Once you in that tax bracket, you can name your son whatever. People will fuck with it. That's a great name. Riot. Let that be a normal
kid. Why did
kid.
I think of that?
I'm telling you, bro. You get money, you can do anything.
Do anything, right?
Name your kid anything. That's a great name.
Yeah. I'm excited. I think didn't Kanye say he was about to drop this year?
Oh no, man.
I know Wayne gonna drop this year.
Wayne actually dropping?
Yeah, the Fix Before the Six.
Yeah, he usually drop a mixtape in November. Probably like another dedication.
Yeah, I like the album.
He been snapping. Niggas ain't talking about that.
Man, that's Wayne's run is going. Run.
His song with Nas went crazy.
I'm telling you, get that Wayne care package.
Which I don't know if you listened to that, the Hit Boy and Nas.
Tape. Yeah, I did.
They dropped too many albums. It's hard to keep up.
Well, I think this is the last one by Hit-Boy.
I hope.
That's crazy.
I fuck with it, but Let's just slow down. Man. Had a great run. Dropped too much.
You seen that video when that dude was like, name your top three rappers? And he said Hov, Nas, and M.
He a New York nigga?
I don't know where they from.
I would never talk about hip hop with a New York nigga. That first thing they gonna say, Jay. Next, Nas. All right, bro. End the conversation. DMX. Big L. What? Nigga, what? They name all New York. All right, bro. Them niggas are not that hard.
Biggie.
You can't tell me New York is top five rapper all time. All of them.
Yeah. They don't hold the whole.
If your list
top
ain't got
five,
Lil
bro.
Wayne, bro, I don't want to list to it.
Honestly, your top three don't have Wayne.
If you ain't got one South artist or a West Coast artist, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Your range of music just not there.
Bro said, your list is disgusting.
Bro, that's a true New York nigga. Hov number one. Nas. I feel
like people told you that. Yeah. Cause they did tell that nigga that's supposed to be his list.
Facts.
Nigga don't listen to Hov, Nas, and M on the daily, bruh.
Come on, man.
They don't even drop enough new music for that shit.
I can understand you was like 40.
Yeah.
You know that time period. My dad, he listened to Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying?
But that was his time period, you know?
Yeah, but he's not gonna say Jay-Z the best rapper.
Yeah.
He'd say probably top five, but.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know, for a respect level, I'll put Jay-Z in my top five.
Just, yeah, yeah. Once I go back, I was like, oh, he was talking his mess.
Yeah.
But
I don't know when it's
in
all
my
said
time
and done.
Period, man, Wayne is the best rapper.
Yeah, for sure.
Then Drake, Kanye, throw them, Andre.
Yeah.
Andre was like the coldest. He's like a Kawhi Leonard. He just stopped rapping.
Yeah. Just stepped away.
Yeah. Just be playing the flute. He living that life.
They doobies find that nigga in random countries.
Oh, he living that life.
Random ass country. This nigga playing a flute somewhere.
Be in Japan. Is that Andre? Like Atlanta episode. Should be smiling. Look homeless. Like, you good?
Oh my god. Chilling, man. For real, for real.
I don't know what Erykah Badu did to me.
Why everybody be saying that shit,
bro? She did, bro. She be doing that witchcraft stuff, man. I don't know.
I don't think she did witchcraft on my nigga, bro.
Shit. I'm scared of Erykah Badu.
I'm scared of her, too, though, Kev. I do feel like she do be in that. Yeah. Praying to crystals and shit like that. Shit dangerous when you think about it.
Low-key. In my future or something. I can see this in your future. What? Go touch my arm.
Reading the cards and shit. Yeah. Reading the veins in your hands. Like, nah.
I'm gonna have three kids. What?
I like a little mystery in my life.
Fact. I go without telling me about my life. Know more about my life, do you?
Fact. Like, how you know that?
Facts. Know your darkest secrets.
Yeah. Who else dropped? Somebody else dropped.
Recently?
Yeah.
I know people that about to drop.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They supposed to drop tonight, actually.
Yeah, we got Doja Cat.
Nah. She off the deep end for me, man. Yeah, I ain't gonna cap, man.
You be saying that, but she got the number one record in the country, man.
I can guarantee you she ain't get a listen from me.
You right.
I can't cap, man. After that, that demon video, I was like,
but Uzi be fucking with the demon shit.
I done turned him down too.
Yeah. Sad to say, Uzi album came and went.
Yeah.
It's a lot of albums that came and went. Replay value is trash these days.
No, you don't want to admit it, but Gift and a Curse was one of them. Besides that single, I don't hear nobody talk about that bitch.
Wait, time out. Gunna's one of the few raps artist that's in the top 10 billboards.
What fuck you mean? That's it.
You damn right. Exactly. I still play it. But I'm just gonna
name them.
What? Payback. Back to the Moon.
I don't even think Back to the Moon broke top 20 yet, but go ahead.
I'm talking, you're talking about name eight songs.
Oh, just personal?
Yeah.
Back to the Moon?
Yeah. I thought that one should have been the one that made Billboard. Fuck You Mean was a good song. Yeah. Rodeo Drive? That should have been there. It's a great transition.
Why do people keep saying that shit about that transition, bro? Y'all be pissing me off with that shit, bro. That transition was not cold like that. That nigga literally took out one beat, one drum. And nigga said the transition was smooth. Like, it's literally the same beat. Bro.
Think about what the hell he got, bro.
Man, I'm tired of that. Y'all be gassing the fuck out of that shit, bro. That shit be pissing me off. Brother. That transition crazy.
It's fire, bro.
I swear all that nigga took out was an 808.
And I'm back over the day though. That nigga was tired, bro.
It's the same beat. Literally.
So you saying was it fire?
As a transition compared to like actual transitions that change?
Is the song fire?
The song is good, okay. Yeah.
That's all I want to hear.
But don't be gassing that transition like.
So I can't gas?
No.
Why?
Cause y'all be taking it overboard.
Alright, bro.
Nah, y'all had me. Y'all messed me up when y'all said he had a better ear for beats than Kendrick. That was disrespectful.
What does CJ take or my take?
That was a
okay.
You agreed though. I think it was the Gunna hype.
I don't know, man. CJ be giving me some stuff in the arguments, man. He don't be telling me the full story. And then once y'all tell me the full story, I'm like, yeah, I see what y'all talking about. Could the Mount Rushmore? Yeah, he be putting me in situations. Like, yeah, I fuck with Gunner.
Is he the Mount Rushmore?
Whoa. I didn't say that. I fuck with Gunner, but that looks like about right.
Keep it a band.
What you about to say?
In terms of sales, Gunna and Thug are literally neck and neck in album sales. Like, I think Gunna's like 11 and Thug is 12. Yes.
What? What are you talking about? What do you mean sales?
Like total sales.
I know Thug outsold them, I think.
At yeah, first
like
week,
3K.
Like first week, yeah, it's pretty balanced.
But
now, I think
album was an L. Well, it was a win, but an L sells.
I mean,
because you had the whole damn ministry on it.
You know what he did that for? Got to pay them lawyers. Lawyer fees was knocking.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Jeffrey, you got a visitor.
Yeah, that money running out. I don't care what you do.
I don't care who you got to have on this next album.
Sergio drop some hits.
Just know I'm going to need my paycheck.
Oh, God, bro. Lil Tecca dropping. You fuck with Lil Tecca?
Yeah, I fuck with Lil Tecca. I'm okay, actually kind of excited for his.
Yeah, he won the
newer artist. Rappers. Yeah.
I like. His album should be fire. His single been fire. He been dropping.
Yeah, you heard that Brent Faiyaz single?
Where you at?
Yeah,
I just listened to it today. That shit sound fire. They got like a Latino woman speaking Spanish.
Yeah,
I don't know what she's
I
saying.
I ain't gonna cap. I ain't fuck with that though. I ain't know what the fuck he was saying in that bitch.
I ain't understand the Spanish part. It threw me off. But Brent Faiyaz just be like experimenting with R&B sounds. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
I liked it that it was a single.
Yeah,
like, all right. You know, just throw some shit out there.
His last single with Coco Jones, that shit was fire.
Yeah, that was some heat.
Yeah, that was heat.
Yeah. Good duo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to Coco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coco winning.
Yeah. One of them.
Facts.
Facts. Shout out to Coco.
Shout out Coco for sure. Yeah, you know. We're going to get up out of here, man.
Yes,
we're going to... We back at it, so, you know, be on the lookout.
Back on the grind. Go ahead and like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah.
Cop the merch.
Yeah.
And peace.
Peace.